Today we launch our last season of AD Podcast for this school year, talking all things Sycamore Aviators with AD Andrew Ovington. Andrew has two special guests today. We've got Adeline and Ryan. Good afternoon. How are we?
We're good.
How are you?
Good. At least it's not raining anymore, right?
Yeah.
The sun is out, and hopefully you guys get a lot of competition this week, and hopefully you can get a spring season that starts to roll. Let's start ladies first. Adeline, you're on the softball team. You're a junior. What position do you play?
I play center field.
Center field. Nice. And then where do you normally hit in the lineup?
I bat first on leadoff.
You lead off, so you got to set the tone.
I do,
So
yeah.
in softball, like in baseball, is the leadoff hitter encouraged to take a lot of pitches so you can see what the pitcher has, or do you go hacking on that first pitch?
I've never really like been encouraged to take pitches. I'm more one to just like kind of swing at like whatever I think I can get. So like I feel like my job's more to just put the ball in play.
Gotcha. Being in the Midwest, and meaning it's cold and snowy as you guys are practicing for the season to get started, do you find fly balls difficult the first couple weeks of the seasons because you've probably been in a gym or somewhere inside that you don't get a lot of work on fly balls?
Oh yeah, just in our last game against Mason on what was it, Wednesday, the wind, it was like 16 mile per hour winds, so it's a big adjustment trying to like track the ball. It's definitely a different ball game between inside and outside.
Sounds great. Let's switch over to Ryan. Ryan plays lacrosse. He's a junior. What position do you play, Ryan?
Oh, I'm gonna talk to him.
Is that a short stick or a long stick?
Oh, a short stick.
You're a short stick. Great. So I look at your schedule so far. You guys started off really great, 4-0, with Lakota West coming up at West on Tuesday. Are you pleased with how the season has started?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say especially the first game was like a really good game to start with, especially because Lakota East has been like a team we've been really close with these past couple of years. So starting off with the win against them was really big for us.
So
I'd say.
it's got to be nice. Now let me ask you this, because I don't know the answer to this, because you really have two fields. Do you guys play lacrosse on the soccer field, what I know is the soccer field, or do you play it on football field?
The soccer field,
You do play on soccer. Okay, so I've broadcast a lot of games there, so that's not a very new venue for you guys. What's the best part of your game?
I would just say probably my ability to like dodge and be able to find teammates while being able to dodge like with a person on me. But I'd say our biggest problem this year has been like new people stepping in for last, because last year we had a lot of seniors,
Yes.
and like we were running the same offenses, but like we haven't really been able to like move the ball as well as we did last year. So against East, I would say the best part of my game was I was able to create offense better than any like than we were able to. But yeah, I would say by just creating offense is probably the best thing I've had so far this year.
Perfect. How's faceoffs going so far? Are you guys 50-50 on faceoffs, or you gotta get guys getting the majority of faceoffs?
We actually, our faceoff guy got hurt at the start of the year. So he's starting to pick it up though. And last year we went over, I mean, last game we went over 80%,
Good.
but we started off the year over like about 50%.
People that don't follow across probably don't realize why are they talking face-off, but if you don't get the face-off, it changes the whole game, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's very nice when you're putting make it, take it. So,
yes, no question. All right, let's go back to softball. Adeline, talk about the season so far. This week, weather permitting, I see Middletown on Thursday. Because of the rainouts, did you guys add any games this week that you know of, or is Middletown really it for the schedule this week?
I know we have a game today in
Well, you know
Hamilton.
what? I'm looking at the wrong. I'm looking. I. It's my fault. I have. You're traveling to Hamilton today.
Yeah.
I had the wrong week up. My apologies. So you have let's see, at Hamilton on Monday, at Fairfield on Wednesday, and then it looks like Lakota East on Friday, St. Ursula on Saturday. So you got rained out this weekend, but you're making up for it this week, it looks like.
Yep. That's usually how it goes.
Let's talk about today's game. What are you expecting from Hamilton? Are they pretty tough? I didn't look at GMC Sports to see how they're doing. What are you expecting from the Big Blue today?
Honestly, I don't really know. In the past, we haven't really had too trouble with Hamilton, too much trouble with Hamilton, and we should have all our players today, and we've been practicing and stuff, so it should be hopefully a good game that we
I see
take.
them right now at 2-1. So I'm doing this on the fly here. So they beat St. Ursula 11-4. They lost to Oak Hills 4-2. So Oak Hills is always tough. So I'm guessing. And then Fairfield's always strong. Traveling there on Wednesday, and so it's a tough week for softball. Are you, is the team a lot of juniors? Are you senior laden this year?
We actually have no seniors on our team this year.
Oh, so a young team.
Young team. We got a lot of freshmen in. Not very many sophomores, actually. I don't know if we have any. So it's mostly just freshmen and juniors on our team.
Great. So, do you like center field? Because
Oh, I love
you're the
it.
captain of the outfield.
Yeah, basically.
Yes. What is your favorite field slash stadium to play in the GMC? Is it home games, or is there a road venue that you like in the GMC?
Definitely, probably not home games. Although I do love playing on our like at home. Our field is not the greatest, and like ask anyone in the GMC, they will tell you that.
Is it
I
because of the
actually,
traffic of 275, or?
it's because our field is like rock solid hard, and then the outfield is super squishy and muddy because of all the rain and stuff. So
Yes.
like, it's super hard to run out there. So my favorite field to play on. I remember last year we played at Middletown and I really liked that field. Especially the outfield, it was nice and even and there wasn't much of a lip between the outfield and infield. So it was fun.
Nice. Okay, fun. Let's go back. Let's talk lacrosse with Ryan. Did you tell me you graduated a lot of seniors last year, and you've got younger guys? Are you finding now that you've got four games under your belt that the new players added to the varsity team, are they getting stronger? Are they learning? Are they listening to guys that have been back?
I would definitely say they're like trying to like figure out to find their role. They really didn't like. I don't think they knew what they were doing as much because like it's just a new field and new competition. So
Yes.
I'd say yeah, they've definitely found their role a lot better. Especially like against Lebanon was a very like good example of that because that was supposed to be a closer game, and I'd say everybody like that was more of a team win, very big team win that game.
Yeah, 15-6, you guys won. The speed and the accuracy of the game from the JV level to the varsity level is night and day, right? I mean, so if the guys that came up this year to support varsity were JV last year, just the speed and pace of the game and how physical, some of the defenses that you go against. I know, obviously, I'm sure you saw some physical play against Mariemont. At your place, you got the victory 11-7, but the speed and the physicality of JV to varsity. Let's talk to the fans about the difference there.
Yeah, I would definitely say the physicality is like night and day. Like, because not only that, but the refs will let a lot more calls go by. Like, slashing won't be as much. You won't see as many slashes. And, but the speed and the speed and the speed and the pace is definitely also a big difference because the like stick skills is a lot different. So, and the faceoffs are a lot more physical. So, it
And the
takes a
goalies are better, since you're a short
lot.
stick. The difference between a JV goalie and a varsity goalie in lacrosse in Southwest Ohio is a big difference, isn't it?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Let's switch back to softball. Who What are you expecting, Adeline, for the rest of the year? Where would you like to see the team as you finish up regular season play in several weeks? Where would you like to see the Aviators and GMC play?
I would love to just see us, keep getting better, keep improving. We have a really young team right now, so there's a lot of, like learning that needs to happen, because especially since we lost three of our seniors last year, they all played in a few positions. So we kind of have some gaps to fill, but we're doing a great job so far, and I'm hoping to just keep that kind of momentum going through the end of the season.
Do you see that the younger players are supporting the team, being a part of the team, and you just feel it in the dugout that they're growing and they're listening? And because you've only got 4 games in, and you've got probably 12 to 15 left, plenty of time to improve and make a GMC run.
For sure.
Okay, how about let's talk about coaches. How do you like the coaches? Let's talk about your coaching staff on the varsity softball team.
Yeah, so we just got two new coaches actually this year.
Okay.
They're both, or one of them is from Sycamore. I think the other one's not. So we have four coaches, two for infield, two for outfield, and I think the addition of the two new coaches has really just like kind of like overall improved our entire like team chemistry, sort of, because like
Right.
there's just more people to just kind of keep pushing us as opposed
Sure.
to the two that there once were.
Well, that's nice that you've got two for outfield because they can focus on you guys and pregame and just and practices and keep things moving.
Yeah, for sure.
It's great. Ryan, talk to me about your coaching staff.
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely been very well this year. We had a new coach my freshman year, a new coach stepped in, and I'd say he's definitely like came into it, and he's brought three other coaches with him: an offensive coach, a face-off coach, and a goalie coach, and a defensive coach. So four coaches. I'd
Perfect.
say it's been great, especially this year. I mean, I'd say all the guys love them. It's been really nice this year.
Fantastic. Well, let's wrap up this week's show. I'm going to ask you for one personal goal and one team goal. So think about that for a second. A personal goal for the season and a team goal. I'll start with Adeline. What would be your a personal goal that you'd like to achieve and a team goal?
For personal goal, I would love to hit another home run. I hit one this season already, so off to a good start. So I feel like
Opposite way, or did you pull it?
I pulled it.
Nice. Okay.
And then for a team goal, I would say I would love for our team to just continue to get better and kind of learn the game of softball a little bit more, because I feel like we could like definitely heighten our softball IQ since we're so young.
Okay, great. I love those answers. Talk to me, Ryan, about your personal goal and a team goal for the varsity lacrosse team.
I'd say a personal goal I made start years, or I wanted to get over 70 goals this year.
Okay.
And then team goal, I would also say kind of just, especially for the offensive side, start to like adapt to the pace of the game. And I think we've been scoring over 12 goals and 10 goals a game this year. And I say keeping that going and also finishing strong in the GMC is probably be a big goal for the team.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate your time, your answers. Best of luck to you in the rest of the season. I hope it's a great season for softball and for lacrosse. And I appreciate your time today. Have a great week and best of luck this season.
Thank you.
Thank you. You too.